turn over to 1 Timothy, please. Pull it up in the New King James, please. 1 Timothy 4. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. baby's got hiccups. we love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, we're not just hearers of the word, Father God, we are doers. And I thank you, Father God, that we come with open hearts and receptive minds, Father God, to the word this evening. Holy Ghost, sir. We ask you to unveil and reveal truth to us this evening. And I thank you, Father God, for the pastoral office that you placed on my life. And Father God, I just pull on that office with the hand of faith right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for light, illumination, and revelation from the Word of God this evening, not only for this congregation, but also for myself, Father. And I thank you for it. And I give you praise and honor and glory for it, Father God. And everybody that agreed said amen.
Amen.
Amen. So are none of the projectors working? They are? Oh, you got 1 Timothy 4? About 14, please. Do not what?
Neglect
the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Eldership, amen? This one, I titled it Faith and Fellowship. 15, what's that say? Meditate on these things. Give yourself what? Give yourself entirely to them. What does it say after that? All right, let's do it together. Ready? That your progress may be evident to all. A lot of stuff right there in just this little sentence. So meditate on these things. What are these things? The Word of God, correct?
Yes.
I agree. Give yourself how? Entirely to them. See, you give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. See, you constantly meditate on the Word of God, and your progression will be evident to all, because people are going to be like, how in the world did you get that far that fast? How are you doing that? When people start asking you that, you got to always remember never to do this number, because that'll keep you in the same spot and make you go backwards. But if you start going like this, well, I'm telling you right now, look, I'm not the smartest person. I ain't never been to college, but God just gives me these ideas and I just start acting on them. Well, how do you know? I don't know. I'll just go to bed dumb and wake up smart. I don't know how to explain it. He just gives me these ideas. Chelsea, y'all know she cut all these out.
Yes.
When I see that, I'm like, how in the world did you see that? I have a big old, it's just a, like installation foam piece.
Yeah.
How did you see that? Give me a knife. It wouldn't look like that. It'd be cut. Wouldn't look like that, though. But whenever God just gives you an ability and you start capitalizing on that, like Starla, I know you don't like me talking about you. I don't care. Sweets with Starla. She loves baking, loves cooking. And so she just started up a company making sweets. And you ought to see the things that she designs on cakes, on cupcakes. It's crazy. But God's gave her an ability, and so she just capitalizes on it. And then she just goes, all right, God, how should I do this one? And then these ideas just start coming together. It looks like it's a mess, but the more you work on it, the more the pieces you start adding to it, and the more you're listening, when you get done, you're like, son, how did I do that? Because I do it all the time, especially at work. I do it all the time. Running equipment, I'll do it all the time. Because I'll get done and be like, man, how, thank God you're helping me because I don't know how I did that. But I always make sure I give the glory back to God because I don't ever want to get the focus on myself. I don't want to get the big head about it. But I'm never, you know, whenever somebody says good job, you know, I say thank you. But thank God for the Holy Ghost helping me. You know, because I did have a part to play in it as well, right? But it's not all me. It's not me with the ideas. God's given me the ideas and I still got to act them out though, right? Amen. Meditate on these things. Give yourselves how? Entirely to them. Entirely to them. Give yourself entirely to them. What are we giving ourselves entirely to? Thank you. I was wondering why it was dark in there. I thought it was dark. What was it? Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. I was like, man, is it just me? We're hot. Because what I'm giving myself to is going to dirt. I don't know what that means. We'll regroup and go start again. Because what I'm giving myself to is going to determine the progress I make or the decrease I make. Because what I'm giving myself to will determine the progression I'm making or the degress I'm making. Degression. What am I giving myself to? What am I giving myself entirely to? What am I constantly just allowing myself to feed on? 100%. Is it, and a great way to find out what you're feeding on is to listen how you talk. Just sit back and listen how you talk to people. And that will let you know right up front what you're giving yourself to. Well, I don't talk that good. Well, thank God none of us talked that good when we first got saved. None of us, I mean, I don't talk that good. I'm still working on it. There's still some days I just pop off at the mouth at Chelsea and I'm like, Ricky, shut up. Shut up. And then, because then, you know, because where there's strife, your faith ain't working. Where there's strife, there's every evil work. And every evil work is allowing things to get into your finances, your health, your family's health, your things that you own, vehicles, AC, whatever it is, your house, whatever it is. Every evil work is every evil work. It's not just one specific thing. It's strife comes and he brings everybody he can with him if we allow him. So I got to make sure I'm shutting my mouth, keeping it shut. Because if I don't, I can't blame her for it. Matter of fact, I can't even blame Satan. That was good. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because if I'm the one that's stirring it up, then I'm allowing him in.
That's right.
And so then I got to correct myself and then take authority over him.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Quality time is where our faith is firmly established in his nature, character, and person. In quality time is where our faith is firmly established in his nature, character, and person. Quality time is vital to a life of faith.
Amen.
Quality time is vital to a life of faith. Notice I didn't say quantity of time is vital to a life of faith. You know, one of the things of the quantity of time is, all right, read my chapter. Let's go. Oh, Okay, amen. That went over well. Do we spend more time fellowshipping with God than just reading our chapter real fast or reading a verse real fast? Do we talk to God like we talk to our spouse or our friend? Well, you're crazy. No, I'm not. Have you ever tried? Amen. Have you ever tried? Because why did he create us in the first place? To do what? So what are we doing? He created us for fellowship, but we're not doing any fellowship. Not us, the people that didn't show up. I'm joking. But he created us for fellowship, so are we fellowshipping with him? Are we constantly allowing things to take our attention? One thing is, don't get me wrong, I really love listening to preaching, so I listen to it a lot. But am I just constantly listening to preaching and not even fellowshipping with God? See, and a lot of times we confuse that. Well, I'm listening to Christian music. Listening to music isn't fellowshipping with somebody. Listening to music is listening to music. What if you told your wife, look, I've been listening to love songs all day. We're good. If fellowship is the same as listening to music, why don't that work?
Come on.
Yeah. Know where that came from. All right. Meditate on these things. Give yourself how? That your progress may be evident to all. Meditate on them. Meditate on what? The Word of God, and just fellowship with God. Just talk with Him. He created us for fellowship. Somehow we've made it into some kind of spiritual thing where we can't even talk with our Heavenly Father. Amen. And I don't know why. I don't know where that came from, but we can talk with Him. Just like you talk with your spouse or your best friend.
Amen.
100%. Because I do it often. So I know. Well, I never have. Well, start. Start. Just start talking with him. Well, I don't know how. Just like you're talking to somebody. Do you just do all the talking when you're talking with somebody? Or do you talk and then you listen? A lot of times we bombard God with all of our issues, hammering. And then we don't wait for a response. We just let him know, this is what's going on. Wanted you to know, I'll be back. And now we got things to do. But if we meditate on these things, we give ourselves entirely to them. Yeah. That your progress, what?
May be evident to all.
Go over to, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. Is that all right with y'all?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Where do I want to go? Joshua 1. Joshua 1, about verse 1. We got the RSV. Outstanding. Let's look that up, please. Joshua 1, 1, RSV. I know. I'm hurrying. I promise. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses, minister, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, and to the land which I'm giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness of Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success. What? Amen. Next. This book of the law shall depart out of your mouth. Shall what?
Not depart.
Out of your mouth. But you shall what?
Meditate
on it day and night, that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. See, it says to meditate day and night and careful to do all that's written in it. Then it says, for then, you shall make what? So I've said it before, but it's so interesting. It doesn't say, for then God shall make your way prosperous. Does it? Does it? What does it say?
You.
For then you shall make your way prosperous. And then you shall have what? See, it's on you, on us, not just on God. He's gave us the answer, and he's letting them know, y'all have the answer. So if you want to be prosperous and have good success, it says have good success, right? Good success in every area of life. Meditate on this book of the law. Meditate on the Word of God. See what he's provided for us. Amen. Go back to 1 John, please. 1. We'll start about verse 3. You can pull it up in King James. It's fun. See how far we get. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with what? And his Son, Jesus Christ, right?
Amen.
Next. And these things write we unto you, what? That what? Next verse, please. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him what? That God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Right? Verse 3. Declare unto you fellowship. Actually, verse 4, sorry. These things we write unto you that your joy may be full. Where do we get joy from? When we fellowship with the joy giver. You ever fellowship with somebody that was sad? I mean, I'm sure we all have. You leave there sad. You leave there a little down. You ever fellowship with somebody that's happy and laughing? How do you leave?
Yeah.
Who have I been fellowshipping with? Who have I been fellowshipping with? And I'll, you know, just by the look of some people's faces, I could guess real quick. Who have I been fellowshipping with? Well, you know, Satan, he's just, man, he's been after me. Okay, join the crowd. I do need to say this real fast. Me and Chelsea don't lack any food. We're good. I need to clarify that because somebody asked her if we was needing money for food. We're good. We're good. Yeah, because my sermon where I talked about, you know, she called me crying because we didn't have money for food. We're good. We're good. We don't need food. We are good. I promise you. Amen. Where was I at? I got sidetracked. Fellowship. Who are you fellowshipping with? Because if you're happy, there, you could be going through hell. But you start fellowshipping with God, the joy giver, how are you going to look going through that? The thing is, here's the real thing. If I'm a Christian, and I brag about it to everybody, I shouldn't go through the same things they go through the same way they go through them. I shouldn't look like them whenever they go through stuff and I go through that same thing. I shouldn't look just like them. Amen. By no means should I. Amen. Should have heard a really good amen, amen, and you missed a great opportunity to amen. Because if I fellowship with God, see, I know the outcome. I understand what's going on, that Satan is a defeated foe. He's trying to get me off course. He's trying to defeat me, but he doesn't have authority and he's not allowed. Amen. And so when I'm fellowshipping with God, when I'm in his word, studying and reading, just reading the word and meditating on the word, I'm finding out everything that belongs to me. So I'm able to go through things with a smile on my face. Yeah. Well, it looks like everything's falling apart. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. What do you mean, thank God for it? Because this is another opportunity to praise God. Another opportunity. Thank God for the opportunities every single day that we get. Do I pass all the opportunities? No, no. No, the other day we was in the truck. Chelsea's like, do I need to drive? You getting a little crazy. Look, some people just need educated that drive is all. Anyways, moving on. Look. But am I fellowshipping with the joy giver? Am I fellowshipping with the joy giver? Or am I fellowshipping with Satan? And the way you can tell is, man, I don't know what we're going to do now. I can't believe I'm sick again. I can't believe this is going on. Look, now there's something wrong with the car battery. Now there's a flat. God, it just seems like it's always something after another. Who do I sound like I've been fellowshipping with? Doesn't sound like I've been fellowshipping with God. And once again, look, we're all learning. We're all moving forward. If it sounds like you, who cares? Amen. Missed another great opportunity to say amen. But who cares? Because we're all growing and we're all moving forward. It doesn't mean that we have to stay where we're at. Just recognize where I'm at and go, you know what? I am going to do better than that. And then do better than that. That's what I do every single day. If I miss it, I go, well, I look dumb. Son, all these people looking at me. I even had a guy go, phew, and you're a minister? I was like, look, sorry. I got a little mad. I didn't mean to. I apologize. Look, I ain't perfect, just like nobody else is, right? But if I'm not fellowshipping with God, I'm going to show my ignorance a lot more. And I do not like saying I'm sorry. But more than that, I don't like representing God in the wrong way. Especially when people know that I am a pastor or that I am a Christian. Because then they're like, oh, well, you act just like I do. We good. Why do I need to be saved?
Amen.
Amen. When we fellowship, where do we get joy from? Is when we fellowship with the joy giver, right? You can write this down. We all know it, Nehemiah 18. And then the joy of the Lord is our what?
Strength.
So if I lack strength, what should I be doing? The joy of the Lord is my strength. So if I'm feeling weak, guess what I'm going to start doing? Make myself laugh.
Amen.
I will make myself laugh.
Yes.
I don't feel like laughing. That's a great time to make yourself start laughing. The thing is, we only want to laugh and praise God after the victory. But we got to learn to laugh and praise God before the victory. Because that will bring on the victory a lot faster than waiting to praise God after the victory. Amen. Whenever God, fellowship means to commune and also means to share. So, like, you share with them and they share with you, right? Whenever God created man and women, what did he do? He came down and commune with them. He would fellowship with them.
Amen.
That's what he would do. He'd commune with them. He'd fellowship with them. Remember Adam and Eve? You ever read Genesis?
Yes.
Good. Amen. Go back and read it sometimes. You cannot exercise faith without fellowship. Some try based on seeing other people operating in faith and try to use those faith principles to get what they want apart from God. And that will not work. Amen. We need to stop there because if I keep going, we're just going to get a lot more into it. Amen. All right. So what are we going to start doing a little bit more? Even if I already fellowship, what's another 5 minutes? Right? What's another 5 minutes just to fellowship with God? Because the thing is, I look at it a little different. Because sometimes people look at it, I got 5 more minutes of reading. But I look at it as, man, this is some more advantage to my life right now. This is what's going to actually get me going further. And this is what's actually going to put me over whenever there's another test or a trial. The more word I got in me, the easier they get because of the word of God. The more word we got, it's like doing sports. Have you ever just started a sport? Was you perfect at it? But the more you went out there and started practicing, what happened? You'd start learning, all right, I bet they're going to come from here. They're probably going to try to hit this A gap. Well, the way they're formed up, they're about to do a pass. You start learning the tricks. You start learning the plays. You start learning what it looks like now. And so now you've got an advantage to it. And you're not just sitting back crying all the time. You're going at it wide open, right? Amen. All right, did y'all receive anything from that? Amen. Meditation, it'll help us. Not meditation like, but meditating on the word, right? Meditating on the word of God, it will help you. It will advance your life. Amen. It will advance it. Amen. Father, look at your neighbor and say, I will continually meditate on the word. Anything contrary or negative, I'll recognize it. I'll command it to leave, and I'll fill it with the word. Amen. So, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. And I thank you, we will be doers of the word, not hearers only. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said,
Amen.
Amen.